In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
It's Q104. How was your drive in this morning, Alyssa Rose?
Whoa! Quite the drive. I left early and I was still late. Slow and steady wins the race today, people.
Yeah, it's going to be a tricky morning. We're still under this winter weather advisory. Snow is still coming down. Schools are closing.
Are they really? I haven't even looked at that, but I didn't go, I think, over 40 miles an hour getting in this morning.
I would say that sounds about right.
Yeah, it was quite the winter wonderland out there. So if you've been itching for some snow, well, it's here.
Thank you for being along this morning. I would assume that if you're listening, that you have somewhere to be and you got to be there. So thanks for having us on. We'll get you through it here this morning. The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. Thank you for calling our show this morning. It's Q104. It can't be easy to dial up our show on a morning like this where snow is coming down pretty much everywhere. Morgan in Cleveland. Good morning.
Good morning.
So is there a specific food that you were craving during your pregnancy?
Yeah, so I craved Taco Bell breakfast, specifically the bacon breakfast crunch wrap with breakfast salsa.
Okay.
Okay.
Very specific craving right there.
Yes.
And so how often would you go out and get this?
Never, because it was during COVID and no Taco Bells were serving breakfast. So I made my husband drive probably an hour, hour and a half. We tried to hit up every single Taco Bell. And every time they told me they didn't serve it, I just cried.
Oh,
it took me like 4 months to finally get it.
4 months. Wow.
Forever to get it. And I would just cry. Even if I wasn't craving it, if we passed a Taco Bell, I'm like, go, go.
Well, because at that point, it's just the principle. Like, yeah, you're just trying to find it anywhere at that point.
Exactly. That, and like, I know you probably have, if you're open at 10 a.m., you have the ingredients. Just make it.
Please. Please. Like, we're begging you. Your husband probably wanted them to make it even more than you wanted them to make it.
Oh, so bad. Well, that's so bad.
That's how I'm imagining this, Morgan. I'm looking at this from your husband's perspective. He's driving around town. He's been in the car for hours. His pregnant wife is in tears.
I'm just imagining like Taco Bell drive through and they say, no, we don't have it. And he's sitting there like, don't say that. Oh, you're going to make her mad. You don't want to see her when she's mad.
We would even pull up to Taco Bells that weren't open, and I'd be like, hello, is anybody there?
Thank you so much, Morgan, for listening to our show and calling in this morning.
Not a problem. Thank you, guys.
Taylor Swift, you've got Q104 this morning. It's Bill and Alyssa. Thank you for being along on this snow day, and hopefully you get to where you're going this morning, safe and sound. This morning, I woke up naturally, like right around 3:30.
Oh, wow.
Like, I think my body start producing the cortisol, like knowing that it's going to be a snow day and it's going to be a tricky morning to get in, especially when you have a broken ankle.
Yeah.
So I knew that I would need a lot of extra time. So
I keep forgetting that you're in that boot.
So I get up, I look out the window and I'm like, yep, time to get up.
Gotta go.
let's start getting in. So I'm on the road this morning, like right around 4:30.
Uh-huh.
And I'm on 90 going eastbound and I'm in the middle lane and really at this time of the morning, you know, I saw the trucks are out there, but the lanes are really just suggestions at this
point. Yeah, you can't see it all.
So I believe that I'm in the middle lane, and there's a car in front of me in the right lane.
Okay.
On 90. And all of a sudden, the car turns its hazards on.
Mm. Got a little scared. I do that sometimes.
But I'm not passing the car. I'm going to stick around like 40, 45. That's what I was doing.
Uh-huh.
So the car has its hazards on and then turns its hazards off and then moves over into my lane, into the middle lane. Okay?
Okay.
And so I'm following this car for a while, and all of a sudden the hazards go back on. Like, so why would you turn the hazards on? Like, what do the hazards indicate? Like, it's stay away from me. I don't have it. I don't know what I'm doing.
I feel like that's usually what I mean when I put on my hazards. I feel like I know what that person was thinking because I do it sometimes. I think they were just getting scared. And they're like, just get away from me. Just go around. Go around. Go around.
I move over to the left lane and I do attempt to pass this car. And then the hazards go off again. And I'm like, okay, well, now they're okay. And then the hazards go back on again.
And then
they move to the right lane. It's like, It's like, I got it. No, I don't got it.
No, I don't.
No.
Honestly, I felt that this morning. I felt that on my drive. So I feel sympathy for that person.
So that's what you think it is? It's like a panic alarm? It's like, it's just, I'm panicking. I need to show everybody.
Big snow of the winter.
Get away from me.
I'm seeing my little ABS light come on for the first time in a long time. Have to pump my brake for the first time in months.
All right. It's the Q Morning Show. I think we need to call it. Kim King is not calling us back this morning.
Oh, yeah. That's like less than a minute now.
That's bad for Kim, but it's good for somebody else because we're taking Kim's gift card.
$50.
And we're going to apply it to the 8 o'clock giveaway. So now $100 to give away to Legacy Village at 8 o'clock this morning. And if you're thinking, well, how do I sign up for this? I would love these gift cards. Here's all the details right now. It's Q104. Chloe joining us right now. Chloe, good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to the group chat. What's going on with you?
Yeah, so I think I might have to tell my best friend something, but like maybe I don't. I don't know. I'm really confused. I'm not sure what to do.
That's why you've come to the group chat, right?
Yeah, that's what we're here for.
So here's the deal. So we've been best friends in second grade, and we're really close. And I know her family really well, too. And, like, I don't know, they're kind of like a second family to me. And my best friend is a brother who's 2 years younger than her. And, you know, growing up, he was always, like, my little brother. But now he's out of college, and like for a while now I've been like crushing on him a little bit, and I always like had the vibe that he was like kind of flirting back with me.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know. I thought it was harmless and I didn't think anything could actually happen, but over Thanksgiving we kind of hooked up and no one knows.
Ooh.
Yeah. I know.
Whoa. You got to give us some warning before you drop a bomb like that.
Well, I don't know what to do. I mean, my friend doesn't know. I want to tell her, but, like, he doesn't want to. And he just says, like, let's figure out what we are before we tell anybody else.
Mm.
And I don't know. My friend is really protective of her brother. And I don't want to upset her, but I'm, like, really confused. And I don't know what to do here. So I need some help.
All right. So little brother is not like little brother anymore.
No, not so little.
Right.
The thing that occurs to me, though, and I know that Chloe is best friends with her friend, but it's her friend's little brother.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the one saying, let's not say anything yet.
Right.
So is that the out for Chloe? Like, I don't think that best friends should keep secrets from each other.
Mm-hmm.
Not like this. But if it's the brother that's saying, let's hold on.
Right.
Or does Chloe need to fess up to her friend that, hey, something's happening. Something's brewing between me and your brother.
That's kind of what I'm thinking, because like I'm just thinking of me with my best friend. When something happens like this, we're reporting back to each other immediately. So like, Chloe, do you feel like you need to talk it out? Because I do feel like maybe talking it out with a friend may clarify things for you of what you and her brother are.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't like keeping a secret.
I'd probably be with you on this one, Bill.
But could that backfire on Chloe by not telling her best friend? 216-474-0104. It's the group chat. Chloe's messing around with her best friend's little brother.
Hey, he's an adult now.
What should her next step be? Should she tell the best friend or keep it to herself for a while? Because I assume that you're going to keep seeing him, right?
I mean, I'd like to.
216-474-0104.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
7:30 banger, LaBouche. Mid-90s. That's a college song for me. That's where you would see Bill in the club.
Getting wild and crazy.
On the dance floor at Screwy Louie's.
Oh, woo! Busting out the moves.
My goodness. All right, we're in the middle of the group chat. Talking with Chloe over Thanksgiving, she hooked up with her best friend's little brother. She's known this kid like all of his life. Oh, she even said, he's always been like my little brother. And now he's out of college.
Things change. He's grown.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And so now Chloe's like, well, what do I do? Do I tell my bestie about this, about me and her brother?
Worth noting, though, that her brother wants to just, like, wait until him and Chloe can figure out what's going on with them before they tell anybody. But what do we think she should do?
Shay is on the line right now. Shay, good morning. Shay?
Good morning.
Are you in Willoughby still, or are you somewhere else now?
I'm in Eastlake.
Thank you for calling us up this morning. What are your thoughts here about what Chloe should do?
So I kind of mentioned in my text, I'm like, you know what? From little brother to daddy, like, go get your man, girl. Tell your best friend about him. Don't block your blessings. He came in your life for a reason. And I truly believe sometimes, you know, future husband. So just go for it and just tell her.
So you're saying ignore what the brother is saying, like, because the brother's like, hold up, don't say anything until we know what's going on here. You're saying ignore that request from the brother and tell the bestie?
Anyway, so, yeah.
You're saying tell the bestie?
For sure.
Okay.
See, I do think that by telling the bestie, it would give Chloe a chance to, like, figure out what she wants with the brother. Does she, like, actually want a relationship? Does she want to keep feeling this out through the holidays? At least from my experience, talking it out helps with that. So that could help actually get some clarity for her.
If I was the brother, I don't know if I want her to tell my sister, though. Like, yeah. Hey, what are you doing? Why are you telling everybody? Like,
that's where it gets a little sticky, right?
Because now my entire family knows.
Yeah.
Another male opinion on this. Jimmy's in Akron. Jimmy, good morning.
Good morning.
What do you think, Jimmy?
She should just leave him. He just wanted to get some, and he's done. That's all he wanted to do.
Jimmy, how do you know that? Jimmy.
Listen to me. I'm a man. I've done it before myself.
Jimmy.
Bet you have, Jimmy.
No, I don't think that, though. I do think that there's, like, I assume that this boy, he is not stupid. He knows that he is going to see Chloe again. I don't think that he would just do that for a one-night thing and then move on.
Someone texted in, was the hookup just a kiss? Or ... It was ... Just so you know, I don't know if that changes anything. 216-474-0104. The group chat on Q104. It's the Q Morning Show. I had a friend of mine last night text me that they have one of those knee scooters.
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, for you to be able to roll around on it.
I saw one of those last night. It has like handlebars and I think brakes.
It's brave.
I think so.
They have a little bell, too.
And then you just put your knee on that thing, and that's how I can get around without having to use the crutches. I'm so frustrated with the crutches. Like that, it's just,
they don't look fun.
It's not fun, and I'm having to use them trying to get through long-distance traveling here, trying to get from like the parking garage into our studio. You're like, I am out of breath. Like, it's a workout.
Have you been to a store yet since you've been in the boot?
What do you mean a store?
Like a Walmart, a Costco.
No.
No. See, you should add that to your list while you're in that boot, because this is like your opportunity. You can use one of the little motorized carts.
No, I'm not doing that.
And no one will ask any questions.
I am not doing that.
I've always wanted to use one, but I can never justify it.
But yeah, I'm absolutely frustrated with the crutches. I am so frustrated that sometimes I want to kick something with my good foot. And the only reason that I'm not doing that is because I don't want to damage my other
foot.
Yeah,
I wouldn't recommend.
Yeah. Then I'm in a wheelchair for sure.
You got to contain yourself, Bill.
All right. What's coming up? The great gift card giveaway. So we're going to call out somebody else's name just after.
And we're up to $100.
Yeah, $100 to give away from Legacy Village. So that's on the way after 8 this morning. Let's do this right now. Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Caller 14, 216-474-0104. You will be next to take on Alyssa in a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. And for your trouble, we have 4 movie passes for the SpongeBob movie a week from Saturday. You'll see it before anybody else, before it comes out in theaters. 216-474-0104. Alyssa's College of Knowledge in less than 10 minutes. Matt in Medina is going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Matt, good morning.
Good morning.
It's you versus Alyssa, a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. Whoever gets the most questions correct will win the game, unless it's a tie. Then Alyssa still wins. All ties go to Alyssa. Matt, are you ready for your 5 questions?
I'm ready.
New Orleans is located in this state.
Louisiana.
The name of the French luxury fashion house known for its logo with the interlocking L and a V.
Louis Vuitton.
Question 3. The star of the movie Catch Me If You Can, a true story of a teenage con artist.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Question 4. The name of the Netflix series that debuted in 2016 that was about the reign of Queen Elizabeth II.
The Queen?
Your guess is The Queen?
I have no idea. Yeah, we'll go with that.
Final question. If you have otitis externa, what part of your body is it affecting?
Your hands.
All right, Matt, let me count you up. You started off hot. You got the first 3, but then missed the last 2.
Yeah, I figured.
3 for 5 today. How will Alyssa do compared to you? We'll find out next. The Q Morning Show. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa has returned. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Alyssa, you're playing Matt in Medina today.
Good morning, Matt.
Good morning.
How was it?
It was okay.
Okay.
It was okay.
Okay.
3 out of 5.
Nice.
So Alyssa needs 3 just to tie Matt. Any more than that, she wins the game. Here we go. Question number 1. New Orleans is located in this state.
Louisiana.
The name of the French luxury fashion house known for its logo with the interlocking L and a V.
Louis Vuitton.
The star of the movie Catch Me If You Can, a true story of a teenage con artist.
Is that Jesse Eisenberg?
Sorry, it's Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh.
Moving on to question 4. The name of the Netflix series that debuted in 2016 that was about the reign of Queen Elizabeth II.
The Crown?
The Crown is correct. Alyssa gets the tie. Will she get the win? If you have otitis externa, what part of your body is it affecting?
I'm going to say your eyeball.
Your eyeball is... incorrect. No swimmers here in the room, I guess. No swimmers. Otitis externa affects your ear. That's you have swimmer's ear.
Swimmer's ear.
Matt, you learned something this morning, didn't you?
I did. I learned a couple things, yes. Thank you for that.
You're very welcome. You don't get the win today, but we do have a tie, and I think you should get the movie passes anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys. My name is Matt, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
It's Q104. Thank you for being along with us on this snow day in Northeast Ohio. To my surprise, my wife went to work today.
Oh, my goodness.
She just texted me. I mean, a lot of people got to go to work today, but we had the discussion last night. We said, all right, if today's a snow day and there's a really good chance the kids are going to be off school, I will take Paula's car, which is the car that has the four-wheel drive.
Uh-huh.
And my car only has the two wheels. So I will take your car. And she said, I will call off work and stay home with the kids. And then she texts me like 10 minutes ago. She's like, I made it to work.
What?
Saw a few cars off to the side of the road. And I texted back, why did you go to work?
Exclamation point. You forget about our deal?
Yeah. And she's like, I felt bad. She says, I knew that there were a ton of other people that were going to call off today, and I'm not deathly ill. So basically, I went to work today because of karma.
Mm.
And I asked her, I said, no issues on the road? And she said, not when you don't drive like an ass.
I think that is honestly the best advice to live by.
Right?
Yeah, I definitely saw some cars on the side of the road, but if you do what everyone else is doing and don't be the little speed demon out there, you should be okay.
Why in the world are they leaving cheese on cars in Parma? That is a question that we need to get to.
And if you have the answer, please, please, if this is you, you don't even have to reveal your identity. We'll keep you anonymous, but I would love a reason.
So that's in less than 15 minutes. We'll get to that. I got to call it right now. I am so sorry. What's her name? Kim Sibick?
Yeah.
Sorry, Kim. No, Sue Sibick.
Sue.
Sorry, Sue. Time is up. Sue did not call us back, and she leaves $100 in gift cards to the next person.
You know what that means, though.
9 o'clock this morning, if we call your name, you could win $150 in gift cards to Legacy Village. How do you sign up? How do we call your name? Here's all the...
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Details. It's Q104, the Q Morning Show. What's going on in Parma? I need to know.
I do not know the reason, but I can tell you there is a cheeser going around.
A cheeser. Explain that. What's happening?
So on TikTok, I was scrolling last night and my For You page got a little too local and really said, "For you." I see Parma, Ohio on my screen. And this girl is talking about somebody who's going around and putting cheese on people's cars in the freezing cold. And it's ruining the paint. Like, it's ruining the cars.
Are they specific to what kind of cheese?
That I don't know, but I would have to assume slices in this economy.
A slice of cheese?
Like I would think.
Like a Kraft single?
I would think maybe even a generic brand, but sure. I brought a clip from that TikTok last night to hear the... I think that this really gives the full effect of someone experiencing it.
So this is a resident in Parma who's who just found cheese on their car.
Yes, this is from the TikTok that I saw last night.
If you're from Parma, listen to this. I work at a gas station, and we got stupid mother... putting cheese on people's cars while it's cold outside and it's snowing to ruin their car. Like, come on. You have nothing better to do than sticking cheese on somebody's car, dude. Welcome to Parma.
Did she display the cheese? Like, did she show it on her car?
No, but she did show the street corner that she's on, and it's Ridge and West Ridgewood. Like, the comments called it out immediately, and we're like, I know that corner. And more of the comments that were cracking me up, all you had to say was Parma, and I went, I understand, before there was any other information.
Yeah, why is it always Parma?
Another one, don't get me started on the teenagers here. But this is what really got me. I didn't realize that it was also hitting Parma Heights.
Mm. Yeah, that'll happen. It'll bleed over.
I saw a picture, though, in the comments somebody posted from Parma Heights going around and doing cheese and ketchup on people's cars. She said that there was about a dozen cars. It looks like street parking, which hopefully nobody was parked on the street today because of the snow. But maybe it's divine timing that the snow is happening right now and you got to put your car in the garage.
So there's a cereal cheeser out there.
And maybe a cereal ketchuper out there as well.
216-474-0104.
If you have any information.
Have you heard of this? Like, do you live in Parma? And I mean, goodness gracious. I mean, they have the flamingo being stolen, and now they got to worry about cheese on their car.
Our one DoorDash friend, Kylie, she actually just DM'd me that she saw this TikTok yesterday, too. So if you have experienced this, I need to hear from you.
All right. Let's begin the investigation here. 216-474-0104. And I have so many questions. Like you said, is it a slice of cheese? Is it a block of cheese? Is it like those mini cheese cubes?
And why? I just need to know the why.
The Q Morning Show. It's Q104. I'm so bummed out right now. I'm so bummed out because we have more questions than answers at this point.
I had a feeling that that was going to happen, unfortunately. I didn't think we were going to get to the bottom of this, but it was worth a try.
I don't like it that we don't get to the bottom of things. This is why. This is a perfect example of why we are the ninth most popular morning show in Cleveland, because we throw out questions. We don't get answers to anything. We don't know. Someone is leaving cheese on cars in Parma. By the way, this is not a funny prank.
No, like there are funny pranks. This is actually like something I think that is ruining people's paint jobs. Like, not a fun Christmas prank at all.
Right.
But it is giving me a good giggle.
DoorDash Kylie, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, do you live in Parma? Do you mostly DoorDash in the Parma area?
Yeah, mostly.
And you've heard about this, about people in someone leaving cheese on cars in Parma?
I did see the same TikTok Alyssa saw yesterday.
Okay.
But you haven't seen it, like, in real life yet, right?
No, luckily not.
Okay. Yeah, see, that's what I need to... I want to, like, see this. I might just drive around today and see if I can just, like, spot any cheese slices on cars.
So what we did during the break there, we were literally calling the gas station that this TikToker supposedly works at.
Yeah.
We were calling both gas stations like on that corner and nobody picks up
their
phone anymore. So it's just frustrating.
We're doing our best to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah.
We're just not good detectives.
So DoorDash Kylie, if you encounter this while you're in Parma, if you swing by one of those gas stations, see if you can find out more information from us and get back to us.
I definitely will.
All right.
Thank you.
We'll find maybe we won't get an answer today. We'll get an answer soon.
Be safe driving out there, Kylie.
The Q Morning Show, Q104. Sony is here. Sony's going to play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Sony, good morning.
Good morning.
It's a 5-question general knowledge trivia challenge. You versus Alyssa. Whoever gets the most questions correct will win the game. If it is a tie, Alyssa wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Sony, are you ready?
Yes.
Question number one. The name of the big purple dinosaur who used to sing that he loves you?
Barney.
Question two. What 90s film was the first to earn over $1 billion worldwide?
Titanic.
Question three. Pedro Pascal starred in this streaming series about drug lord Pablo Escobar.
Vice? Yes.
Question four. The band Tenacious D was made up of Kyle Gass and who else?
Jack Black.
Final question. An old-timey term for this dollar bill was called a sawbuck. If I gave you a sawbuck, how much money did I just give you?
A dollar.
All right, Sony, let's get Alyssa back in the studio. You went 3 for 5 today.
Ooh.
Will Alyssa get 3? Will she tie you? Will she get more than that? Alyssa's College of Knowledge continues next. It's Alyssa's College of Knowledge, part due. Alyssa's back in the studio. Alyssa versus Sony, who just went 3 for 5 today, Alyssa.
Good morning, Sony.
Good morning.
So Alyssa's challenge is to get 3 to tie Sony. Any more than that, she wins the game. Question number one. The name of the big purple dinosaur who used to sing that he loves you.
Barney.
What 90s film was the first to earn over $1 billion worldwide?
Titanic.
Question three. Pedro Pascal starred in this streaming series about drug lord Pablo Escobar.
Narco?
I'm going to give you the point. It's actually Narcos.
Oh.
But you were on the right track.
Yeah, you got what I was trying to say.
Close enough. Question four. The band Tenacious D was made up of Kyle Gass and who else?
Jack Black.
Final question. An old-timey term for this dollar bill was called a sawbuck. If I gave you a sawbuck, how much money did I just give you?
$5?
Sorry, it's $10.
Ah.
A sawbuck was worth $10. All right, final score today. Alyssa, 4. Sony, 3.
Oh, good game, Sony. Good game.
Thank you.
Hang on, we do have some prizes for you, okay?
Oh, thank you. My name is Sony. I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.
Huntrix, Golden, it's Q104. Are you familiar with Waymo?
No.
The rideshare? The driverless rideshare?
Oh, yes. I'm not that familiar with them, but I mean, I know what they are.
Most of it happens on the West Coast. California,
yeah, that's
Los
where
Angeles.
I've seen it.
When I was living in Phoenix, we had Waymo there.
That was like one of the first cities, I think, that they rolled them out.
Right. And then every day you'd hear about like some guy crossing the street and a Waymo just knocks him
right.
over. And, you know, I said then, no way. No way in the world am I getting into one of those.
I don't know how people do it. It would feel so wrong to me.
And I have no idea if Waymo is ever going to come to Northeast Ohio. Like, how would Waymo act on a day like today? When we have
Oh my God, I didn't even think about that.
I mean, there's cars on the side of the road with drivers. Like,
yeah.
What would happen if a Waymo was in this neighborhood? I don't know. I'm not going
to I do think that some of the people that end up on the side of the road do it by their own volition, their own driving. So
anyway, the latest thing to happen with a Waymo in Los Angeles, it's at a light and it's turning left. And it goes and drives right into the police arresting a man on the ground. It was a suspect apprehension. There's a video of this. I think it's on TMZ. Maybe we can repost the video. So you've got a suspect. He's on the ground. The police are on top of them, top of this guy, aiming their weapons at him as they are arresting him. And this Waymo just drives right by. It doesn't know any better.
I would be so concerned if I was the passenger in that car. Like, am I going to get in trouble?
Right.
I didn't do it. Like, I'm not even the one driving. Oh.
I think we have to give up on Sarah Misbah. Yeah, we do. Time's up.
Oh,
Sarah did not call us back.
Well, the only good thing about that is that when we start the show then tomorrow, we're starting out big. Like,
That's big. Unbelievable. 6 a.m. tomorrow, a chance to win $200 in gift cards from Legacy Village. How can you win that? All the details right now.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Up is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Up, available now wherever you get your podcasts.